It's Trivia Night, Thanksgiving Edition. I'm Philip Tricky, and I've got 15 questions about Thanksgiving songs. Welcome back to another episode of Trivia Night, the only show that brings you 15 freshly roasted trivia questions every week. And all you have to do is answer correctly as fast as you can, and you can walk away with cash. It is Thanksgiving, November 24th, and I am coming to you live over a giant plate of green bean casserole in Dayton, Ohio. My name is Philip Tricky, and I am your host. We're here every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. To join, just go to trivianight.live. You can do this on your phone, your laptop, your tablet, wherever you can find a browser. Every week, I bring you a brand new topic of 100% original trivia questions. You give me correct answers as fast as you can, score the most points, and the top players will cash out. Now, I feel like Christmas walks around acting high and mighty, like it's got a monopoly on holiday songs, but I am here to put that rumor to bed, because today's show is all about Thanksgiving songs. Songs about thanks, songs about pie, and songs about stretchy pants. The true meaning of Thanksgiving. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPer. You can add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out CrowdPer.com after the show. Are we ready? Are your trivia fingers limber? So here are the basics. Got 15 questions. Got 20 seconds to answer. Answer correctly faster to earn more points. Watch out for text answer questions where you have to type in the answer. And in honor of being thankful for life's simple pleasures, I am keeping it simple this week and dropping the points wager question. I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for trivia. So what do you say? Let's play. Here we go with Thanksgiving songs. Question one. What song, typically associated with Christmas, was actually written for Thanksgiving? Is it A, Jingle Bells, B, Joy to the World, C, O Come All Ye Faithful, or D, Silent Night? A, Jingle Bells, B, Joy to the World, C, O Come All Ye Faithful, or D, Silent Night? The correct answer is A, it was Jingle Bells. It was originally copyrighted under the name A One Horse Open Sleigh, and Christmas just came along and stole it, co-opted that song for itself. Moving on to question two. According to folk singer-songwriter Arlo Guthrie, you can get anything you want at blank. Is it A, Alice's Restaurant, B, a Holiday Inn, C, Sunset Grill, or D, Trader Vic's? A, Alice's Restaurant, B, Holiday Inn, C, Sunset Grill, or D, Trader Vic's? And the correct answer is A, Alice's Restaurant. That song is 18 minutes long. Came out in 1967. Arlo Guthrie wrote that. It's a protest song, and it was inspired by actual events that happened to Guthrie on Thanksgiving. Moving on to question three. What popular Thanksgiving stuffing ingredient has the Dave Matthews Band been jamming on since 2007? Is it A, apples, B, cornbread, C, sage, or D, sausages? A, apples, B, cornbread, C, sage, or D, sausages? The correct answer is B, cornbread. The fun little fact, Dave Matthews Band song Cornbread debuted in 2007 and has only not been played one time at a show since it debuted in August of 2007. So that is a very, very popular. He has certainly stuffed his concerts full of that song. Question four. In 2021, what country singer released the Ode to Overeating, Stretchy Pants? Is it A, Carrie Underwood, B, Dolly Parton, C, Kacey Musgraves, or D, Kelsey Ballerini? A, Carrie Underwood, B, Dolly Parton, C, Kacey Musgraves, or D, Kelsey Ballerini? The correct answer is A, it was Carrie Underwood. She released the holiday overeating anthem Stretchy Pants in 2021, and she donated a portion of the proceeds to the Nashville-based The Store, which is a nonprofit that helps families in need. Carrie Underwood is fantastic. Moving on to question five. Locomotion singer Little Eva suggested a different movement in 1963's Let's Turkey Blank. Is it A, dance, B, gobble. C, swing. Or D, trot. A, dance. B, gobble. C, swing. Or D, trot. What did she suggest we do? Let's turkey blank. The correct answer is D. Let's do the turkey trot. It was her third single in 1963, and it peaked at number 20 on the U.S. Billboard charts. That's a pretty high chart position for a Thanksgiving song. Question 6. Which of these recording artists has not released a song called Thankful? Is it A, Alanis Morissette, B, Celine Dion, C, Josh Groban, or D, Keith Urban? A, Alanis Morissette, B, Celine Dion, C, Josh Groban, or D, Keith Urban? Who has not released a song called Thankful? And the correct answer is A, it was Alanis Morissette. She has a song called Thank You, but not a song called Thankful. A little bit of a tricky one there. Question 7. This is a fill-in-the-blank text answer. Hypercritical Peppermint Blank gets her own instrumental track on the soundtrack to a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Gotta fill in that blank. Type that in. Put those answers in. Looks like some people are, yeah, and the correct answer is Patty. It's Peppermint Patty, obviously. Everyone knows Peppermint Patty. But yeah, Peppermint Patty gets her own song titled Peppermint Patty on in Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And she is the only one who really criticizes Charlie Brown for the interesting Thanksgiving meal that he prepares for everyone. Moving on to question 8. Ray Davies, lead singer of the English band Blank, released Thanksgiving Day in 2005. Is it A, Duran Duran, B, Oasis, C, The Kinks, or D, The Smiths? A, Duran Duran, B, Oasis, C, The Kinks, or D, The Smiths? Looking for what band Ray Davies was the lead singer for? The correct answer is C, The Kinks. He was the lead singer of The Kinks, and he released the song Thanksgiving. It was a 5-song EP put out in 2005. Moving on to question 9. Bob Marley combined reggae and gospel in 1983's posthumously released Give Thanks and Blank. Is it A, Gratitude, B, Praises, C, Prayers, or D, Rejoice? A, Gratitude, B, Praises, C, Prayers, or D, Rejoice? And the correct answer is B, Praises. Give Thanks and Praises. That came out 2 years after Bob Marley died. Song was released in 1983. Can't believe it's been that long since we lost that reggae legend. Moving on to question 10. What kind of Thanksgiving pie represents Seattle rapper Ryan Caraveo's romantic feelings in a 2018 song of the same name? Is it A, apple pie, B, pecan pie, C, pumpkin pie, or D, sweet potato pie? A, apple pie, B, pecan pie, C, pumpkin pie, or D, sweet potato pie? The correct answer is going to be C, it's pumpkin pie. He wrote the metaphorical love song in 2018, and it compares his love for his partner to pumpkin pie. I can relate because pumpkin pie is my favorite as well. Question 11. What folk singer's Thanksgiving song begins with the lines, "Grateful for each hand we hold, gathered round this table"? Is it A, Gordon Lightfoot, B, Janis Ian, C, Mary Chapin Carpenter, or D, Pete Seeger? A, Gordon Lightfoot, B, Janis Ian, C, Mary Chapin Carpenter, or D, Pete Seeger? The answer is C, Mary Chapin Carpenter. Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, that song comes from her 2008 holiday album, Come Darkness, Come Light. I know it says 12 songs of Christmas, but that is definitely a Thanksgiving song because the song itself is called Thanksgiving Song. See, Christmas always coming in, trying to steal all of the holiday songs. It's just not fair. Question 12. What band's 2000 album, Warning, includes the song Macy's Day Parade? Is it A, Green Day, B, Linkin Park, C, Maroon 5, or D, The Killers? A, Green Day, B, Linkin Park, C, Maroon 5, or D, The Killers? And the correct answer is A, Green Day. Their sixth studio album, A Warning, came out in October of 2000. And, you know, stretching it a little bit, but it is a Thanksgiving-adjacent song because that Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade happens every year. Moving on to question 13. What aspiring pop singer released It's Thanksgiving in 2012 when she was still a preteen? Is it A, Ashley Tisdale, B, Lexi St. George, C, Nicole Westbrook, or D, Rebecca Black? A, Ashley Tisdale, B, Lexi St. George, C, Nicole Westbrook, or D, Rebecca Black? And the correct answer is C, Nicole Westbrook. Nicole Westbrook was a product of the same music company that did give us Rebecca Black's Friday, which is another ode to a, you know, different holiday, the weekly holiday of Friday. Question 14. Billie Holiday, Bing Crosby, and Diana Krall are among the many singers with versions of jazz standard Autumn in Blank. Is it A, London, B, New York, C, Paris, or D, Philadelphia? A, London, B, New York, C, Paris, or D, Philadelphia? And the correct answer is B. It's Autumn in New York. Everybody loves Autumn in New York. That has become a jazz standard. Frank Sinatra's version of that song reached number 27 on the Billboard charts in 1949. So that song has been around for quite some time. Always giving thanks. And lastly, our final question tonight. Which of these famous folks is not mentioned in Adam Sandler's The Thanksgiving Song? Is it A, Betty Grable, B, Cheryl Teagues, C, Frank Sinatra, or D, Sammy Davis Jr.? A, Betty Grable, B, Cheryl Teagues, C, Frank Sinatra, or D, Sammy Davis Jr.? The correct answer is C, Frank Sinatra does not show up in Adam Sandler's The Thanksgiving Song. I believe so far Adam Sandler has put out four different versions of this Thanksgiving song since it debuted in 1992, and the most recent version finally included one of the most famous Jewish people of all time, Mr. Jesus Christ. All right, that is our game for tonight. Yeah. 15 questions asked, 15 questions answered, and once again, I give thanks to all of you for this. Remember to join us here every week, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific at trivianight.live. We'll have another awesome set of 15 questions and some fabulous prizes to go with it. Please do me a favor and tell a friend. Share a screenshot of your game on social media. Email your friends the game. Brag about your winnings. And please be sure to follow us on Instagram. We are at CrowdPer. You can follow us there for daily updates on each week's game, prizes, and more. You spread the word, and we will spread the love. The more players we have, the higher the prizes will go. And if you've got a great idea for a trivia topic for the show, shoot me a DM on social media because I want to hear from you. If you're listening to the podcast, get in on it by joining us live on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific at trivianight.live. You can go there right now, sign up for next week, and we'll send you a notification a few minutes before it's next time to play. Lastly, do check out crowdper.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you for joining. I'm Philip Tricky, always a pleasure, and I will see you here next week.